This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High school seniors in Wisconsin who qualify will start getting admissions offers from the Universities of Wisconsin next week. Wisconsin seniors who've met direct admit requirements are now automatically admitted to UW schools without having to apply. Participating students are urged to check their high school email accounts. All the rain we've been getting lately increases the risk of agricultural pollution running into lakes, rivers, and streams. Chrissy Kasserman monitors large factory farms for the group Food and Water Watch.
We see climate change making these storms bigger, they're more intense, they flood these manure lagoons, which creates a really potentially deadly mess of pollution for people who live downstream that have to deal with.
Kasserman says ratepayers and well owners usually end up paying. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a new bill to cap annual out-of-pocket prescription drug costs at $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families with private health insurance. The measure would also extend the out-of-pocket savings seniors on Medicare will see next year under the Inflation Reduction Act. A Wisconsin congressman wants to make the Apostle Islands a national park. It would be Wisconsin's first national park. Representative Tom Tiffany's bill would also designate Sand Island as a national preserve so people could keep hunting there. The Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is famous for its natural beauty, cultural history, and hiking and kayaking. Women Democrats in Wisconsin say they're excited about Kamala Harris as the new presumptive nominee.
I have always, my whole life, felt a woman knows how to multitask and do this job in a professional way, and it would be wonderful to see that in my lifetime.
Sally Grange spoke to ABC News after Tuesday's rally in West Allis. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. The Department of Natural Resources reminds riders to wear safety equipment. People born in or after 1998 need to finish a safety course. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The identities of the people who died in a plane crash south of EAA Adventure Grounds on Monday have been released. Winnebago County Sheriff's Office says 37-year-old Sean Tomervik of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and 32-year-old James Sullivan of Brooklyn, New York, are believed to be the people in the Landcare Super ES when it crashed. The crash is still under investigation by the National Transportation and Safety Board. Thousands of volunteers are needed to run EAA AirVenture every year. Some of them volunteer just a few hours a day. Others help weeks in advance. Many keep coming back, like Barb McCormick, who's volunteered at the fly-in for 38 years.
Well, my son-in-law's the vice president of EAA, their government department. My daughter worked here 30 years for Paul Poporesny. And now she retired when she had her son. Mm-hmm. Her son worked here last year, and I got involved. Besides that, I love coming.
EAA brings in thousands of visitors and about $170 million in revenue to the area each year. Someone in Green Bay is passing counterfeit 20s around. WLUK Fox 11 reports the Green Bay Police Department has had 11 cases of counterfeit bills so far this year. Last year at this time, there were 18. So the trend isn't increasing. But businesses like Egg Roll Food Truck are taking to social media sounding the alarm. The 20s in question say copy money under the left seal of the bill. GB Police say 20s and hundreds are the most faked. The public has a chance to chime in on plans to consolidate elementary schools in Manitowoc tonight at the Manitowoc Public School District's meeting. Due to declining enrollment, the administration is proposing closing two elementary schools and reopening Stangle Learning Center as an elementary. Jackson, Madison, Franklin, and Riverview are being considered for closure. The meeting is at 5 o'clock this evening. When Team USA competes in the Paris 2024 Olympics, the Badger State will be represented. According to the Team USA website, 17 athletes from Wisconsin have qualified to compete. Two come from Northeast Wisconsin. Tyrese Halliburton, an Oshkosh native, is part of the USA men's basketball team. Nina native Maddie Wanamaker returns to compete in rowing. She first competed in the Olympics in Tokyo 2020. The Paris Olympic Games are July 26th through August 11th. A key program that helps Wisconsinites facing food insecurity is set to expire. SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is often conversationally known as food stamps. It's part of the Farm Bill, which expires in September. Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin.
SNAP benefits help over 700,000 Wisconsinites afford food, which is 1 in 8 people in our state. And so gutting this assistance would mean that these families have to make difficult choices.
Republicans and Democrats are at odds over a provision that allows the White House to make changes to SNAP without congressional approval. And lawmakers only have 2 more weeks in session before the recess in August. Wisconsin is investing almost $50 million to improve rural roads. The funding comes from the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program established in 2023. This first round of funding for projects is aimed at supporting farmers by improving roads that are critical to moving crops and livestock. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another ninth inning victory. William Contreras with a double to drive in Blake Perkins from first. Milwaukee winning 3-2 over the Cubs at Wrigley Field and winning the series 2-1. What did manager Pat Murphy think?
Yeah, man, I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great, but, you know, our bullpen was, our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game. You know, they were great. Pyamps, a big 3-2 pitch to lead off the ninth inning. Yeah, I mean, I firmly believe that, you know, to give us 8 innings of shutout, it's tough to do on the road. And, yeah, I was really pleased with that.
The Brewers placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day IL as he seeks medical advice for his chronic back pain. The 32-year-old Yelich telling reporters he may be looking at season-ending surgery. NFL, the Packers defense with another good day at practice, led by defensive back Eric Stokes, who was asked what's his focus in this training camp.
Keep getting 1% better. Like, that's what this whole defense about. Like, for each and everybody, for everybody out there, to where we know for a fact, like, we got a goal at the end, and it's a Super Bowl. To be a Super Bowl defense, we want to be remembered as one of the best defenses out here. So like, we don't want to be like, oh, we relying on the offense and all that stuff. Like, nah, like, we want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
That's Eric Stokes. Talks on a Jordan Love contract continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love when celebrities complain about things only celebrities can relate to. According to Variety, during a recent appearance on Conan O'Brien's Conan Needs a Friend podcast, Lisa Kudrow says she used to get very upset with studio audiences when they laughed too hard at jokes that she didn't think were all that funny, saying that it irritated her and could mess up the actor's timing. I'm guessing the millions of dollars per episode helped her get over her totally misplaced anger at people who are not even paid to be there and are trying to help. If you think for 1 second that Big Brother cast members Angela and Matt are going to patch things up, you've got another think coming, sister. In a recent teaser for the show, Angela called Matt crazy eyes when he insinuated that she was a genuine threat to him. Whoa, it's on. I have to be honest, I've never seen the show, but after seeing this trailer, I have no idea how it's been on this long. In rhetorical question of the day news, do you think there will be a twist or sequel? According to Yahoo News, cast members are keeping the door open to the possibility of pocketing millions more dollars. But actress Katie O'Brien says when a movie is done really well, it doesn't need a sequel. Negotiating through the press much, Katie? Actor Brandon Perea thought a better idea might be to shoot a prequel. That's a great idea. Maybe take the S off and call it Twister. They might not be the brightest cast, but the film had the third highest opening of the summer behind Inside Out 2 and Dune, so they did something right. Okay, sports fans, get ready for serious crooning as Celine Dion prepares to make a comeback during the Olympics. Word on the street is it will be during the opening ceremonies July 26th. This will mark the singer's first performance since 2022 when she stopped touring after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. I don't know much about stiff person syndrome, aside from it being named after Ben Affleck. Fans of the show Modern Family might appreciate a new similar reality show called Wayne Brady, The Family Remix. Brady pitched the idea as a sitcom, but said he got no respect from writers and turned to the reality world. Brady says the show promises to be authentic and real as his family deals with divorce, coming out, love, and loss. Brady says his family's life is so much more exciting than anything writers could create. That is probably true, but will it be funny? You can find out for yourself as the show premieres July 24th on Freeform. Okay, Wisconsin Jackass fans, are you ready for this? It's just been announced that comedian and on-screen nudist Steve-O will appear at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center on Wednesday, November 13th. Tickets go on sale Friday, July 26th at 10 a.m. and can be purchased at the PAC website or Ticketmaster. Steve-O will perform in Thrivent Hall, and tickets will set you back about $42, which is a great deal if he keeps his pants on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind fairly light out of the east here throughout the day. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. The weekend, lots of sunshine, but it will be warmer and a lot more humid with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.